When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is your number one source for all sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the
tang,
the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be dumping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking.
You stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up and the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang.
Callan in Las Vegas. Hey, K100 crew, I recently got back into the gym after a long layoff. I was wondering if you had any tips you could share about workouts, dieting, etc. Thanks. Hope all is well. No sugar, no grains for diet. And I've been doing
What do you do when you have like a – when you feel like you want to have sugar? You just wait to your cheat day?
I don't really eat sugar. I mean, I don't even – I don't eat cake. I don't eat desserts, ice cream. Like, I don't eat like the sugary stuff. I eat like meat and veggies. Mostly salads and stuff like that. Maybe I'll do dark chocolate, but it's like 90% cacao,
yeah,
or whatever.
That's really good chocolate.
And it's low sugar.
Right.
The most sugar I'll get is I'll eat berries. I'll either eat blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, or blueberries. Like two ounces.
No
and I'll
fruit
put them
juice
in
whatsoever. Orange juice.
No,
pineapple
just,
juice.
None. I'm strictly black coffee. And and here's my new hack I found for coffee. I'm going to see. I started doing it last week. I'm going to see if it's going to work. A lot of celebrities, like this is a celebrity coffee hack, cinnamon and lemon
a squeeze of the juice of one lemon into your coffee.
What's that supposed to do?
It's supposed to burn fat when you drink it or something. I don't know why, but
you
know,
lemons are full of antioxidants, right?
Yeah,
so people put it in their water too and stuff. Yeah,
like a teaspoon of cinnamon and the squeeze of one lemon. So I put that in all my coffee now whenever I drink it. So we'll see how it works. It's, you know, so also with the I've been doing 2 days on weights. Then I do 3 to 4 days in a row of cardio, 2 days on weights, and I'll do like a half body workout, another half workout. Like I'll do a chest, triceps, and shoulders on my first weight day, and I'll do back and legs, back and biceps and legs on my second workout day. And I've been incorporating interval training in with my weight workouts because I found this new exercise. I think it's my favorite piece of exercise. It's called the assault bike. And it's a bike that you ride. It's like a high intensity training device. It's like a bicycle, and it has the handlebars where you go forward. Like,
right.
Okay. And it's excellent cardio. So what I do is on my weight days, I'll do like sets with like 30 second rest in between sets. And when I'm finished with the like four sets for like that body part, I'll go to the assault bike and do high intensity for like a one minute burst. And I'll do like five to six exercises of like 3 to 4 sets for each exercise. And after each exercise, I'll go do a 1 second burst on the assault bike. And I'm in really good cardio shape right now, even though I'm having trouble taking weight off though. It's kind of weird. I just guess when you get older, it's like harder to take weight off because my diet's fine. My cardio is fine, but I probably got like probably 7 to 10 pounds heavier than what I want to be. And it's hard taking off for some reason. I don't know what's going on. It's kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe go. I gotta have a checkup probably next month or so. So I'm probably go see what's
and you don't happening. you haven't really changed anything by which I
no,
mean.
No, my cardio is actually
had your, yeah.
The other day I went and rode my bike for 45 minutes in 110 degree heat. And like, it was nothing. I wasn't like, you know, I just a good workout to me, you know, it's kind of weird. I'm in pretty good shape, but my body doesn't look as good as I want it to do based on the level of training I'm doing. It's kind of crazy.
Well, you know, you can take human growth hormone and shit like that.
I'm not interested in stuff like that, to be honest with you. I just take vitamins and just healthy food and stuff. So,
yeah, because if you start getting heavy on the HGH, your head's going to look like Rogan and Dana White, you know.
So. Okay, so I don't know what this question is here. It's from Toot Bland from the Bake Crew. The question is, can we bring back Disco Clown Maymays? What does that mean?
I thought the same thing, and then I thought about it, and I was like, used to call memes Maymays. So, okay, that's one.
I used to call what?
Maymays. You did.
What did I say? Memes?
Oh, Maymays. I used to call Maymays.
Yeah.
I mispronounced memes?
Right.
Yeah, but purposely. I think.
Oh, that's true. Back when I was calling Jif, too.
He didn't know.
Oh, I thought he was fucking with people.
I was calling them GIFs too instead of GIFs, yeah. Right?
Right.
Yeah. The other thing was people used to make clown like photoshops of you after the Matt Hardy said you were a clown in a past life.
Oh, that's right.
Old shit. Yeah.
Oh, good. So we can suspend this guy for this. This two player for the baker. Let's suspend him. Joe, where this? Oh, here we go. Suspend. Okay. What? I'm going to read the suspension list. Okay. Endervere, 1 week. Sean KB, 1 week. Anthony Hunt, 1 week. Stephen Humbrecht, 1 week. Coco, 1 week. Eddie Gonzalez, 1 week. David Benitez, 1 month. Big Bop Man, 1 week. So there you go, Big Bop Man. Beto Garcia, Matthew Hansen, until an apology is made. Okay. Mike Holder, forever. Mike Holder's banned forever.
You know what I just thought about? Instead of having this fan on, I'm just going to turn the air conditioner on. Let me go do that real quick.
That's what I do down here. I keep it off, except I turn on when we record.
The guy that's sending this email, is he getting a week? What's his name? Tootblin from the Baked Crew. Is he getting 1 week?
1 week. Oh, God. Let me see this. Mike Durbin sent a video.
Disco. Yeah, let's play it again for this audience.
This here is Dos Diablos, the finest horse in Colorado.
Oh, my God. All right. What's next, Jeff?
What was that from? Fucking.
That was a Dusty Rhodes promo that I memorized back in the day. Or that the Midnight Rider promo. Vince is playing on his show.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about this Project 2025? I don't even really know anything.
I've read some things, but then I also saw.
One of the things that they want to gut all the
Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid.
No. They want to gut the whole.
Real, but yeah, go ahead.
They want to do like what Mille did in and like what
Argentina.
What do you call it? Elon did with Twitter. It's just like get rid of a bunch of like
yeah,
a lot of government, you know, people. That's like it's a waste of time. You know?
Yeah, Department of Education. They want to dump, according to yeah. this. But I also saw that Project2025.com or whatever it is mm-hmm. is the site is made to look like it's Trump approved, and it uses the same font and it uses all this. Except Project2025.com is owned by the Biden campaign.
Oh, is they're so, making it look okay? Yeah, yeah. Because yeah, so I don't Google. Know.
Right. Yeah. So it's Trump. Does Trump have a plan with the Republicans to come in and make a million changes? Probably. But I don't know yeah. about this Project 2025 horseshit that's going around, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Anyway.
So the last question is something that we're going to have. Maybe we'll talk about it in a because I don't really know much about it. This question is from Michael Kupach. Glenn, what are your thoughts on Project 2025? This has been around for a while, but after the debate, this idea that if Trump wins, this will be the new law of the land. What do you think is the likelihood of any of this coming to fruition if he wins? And what do you think of what is suggested? I said I gotta look into it, and I don't, you know, maybe we'll do a talks on it, but I don't really know much about it. So, which is funny because like people are talking about like everybody's supposed to know about what this Project 2025 is. I didn't know about it. I've heard people talk about it, but I have no clue what it is. So.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Conan and Joe, I got a question for the both of you.
What's up?
Is crotch discomfort hurting your game?
There's like things get a little swampy during the summertime, yeah.
Well, fear no more. Yeah, the kings of crotch comfort, Manscaped, has spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. Sleek, soft, comfortable, and flexible. The brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped take your balls to the royal ball throne. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the Lawnmower 4.0 for the trimming, so you can wear the Boxers 2.0 for the chilling. They even trademarked the Jewel Pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time you invest in your family jewels, so let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using our code K100 at manscaped.com. So I don't know if anybody's gotten our Manscaped products before, but you know, we use these, you know, and let's say, for instance, you're on a date. And your partner catches that Manscaped on the waistband of your underwear. It's almost guaranteed to raise some eyebrows and act like a billboard in the highway to Pleasure Town. This is thanks to the Lawnmower 4.0. It's the best electric trimmer for below-the-waist grooming. Their fourth-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof, used in the shower, and also has a 4000K LED spotlight you need a more precise shave. Beyond ball cleaning, Manscaped is focused on ball comforting with the new Boxers 2.0. Boost confidence everywhere you are, knowing you're wearing the absolute best pack for your sack. These boxes are a game changer, and the features include the Jewel Pouch, which is a pouch designed to cradle your boys in their own little special place, lined with perforated performance fabric to keep them well ventilated. Is this heaven on earth? Well, it might not be, but it's probably more like heaven on girth. The micromodal fabric is buttery soft and breathable, keeping your cucumber cool. Walk, run, strut, especially in the summer, these moisture-wicking boxers breathe without breaking a sweat. The tagless waistband hugs your body without digging in, and it lays flat against your skin to reduce chafing. The front fly opening gives easy access and makes bathroom breaks quick and efficient. Multiple ways for entry and passage for your package. You can even choose from an arrangement of designs and colors and sizes ranging from small to 3XL for all of my guys out there. From El Jefe to Nighthawk, your boys will be in the right hands. Be proud of your underwear and wear the Manscaped waistband as a badge of honor. Your balls deserve it, especially in the heat during the summertime. So let's get 20% off plus free shipping with these comfortable boxers at Manscaped with our code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with our code K100. Up your crotch game, because once the boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back.
Bro, this is incredible. The underwear are very soft. What would be the word that I'm trying to use?
Very comfortable.
You get a leather pouch that you can take on the road with you. It's aerodynamic. It's got a light on it, so if you want to use it in the night, waterproof. And even though they don't market it for this, you can use it on your hair. You can use it on your face. You can use it on your arms. You can use it under your arms. I mean, it's incredible, because everybody shaves except German women. And so, I mean, it's just an incredible product that we all use here. Our boys, Rey Mysterio and Dominic, use it. We hooked them up with that. And this is something that we literally use every single day. It also comes with like a nose trimmer, an ear trimmer, a ball deodorant, thing for your feet, cologne. I mean, they've hooked you up. Make sure to stay groomed, stay clean for the other significant in your life. Right before a, you know, job interview or something like that, you know, get all your grooming needs at Manscaped. Boom.
Do you know anything about it, Cody? Or you just heard, like,
you know? I know about it, but my question was, what is the difference between, because I thought it was the same thing when I first heard. You know, I was watching the BET Awards, right? Mm-hmm. And you know that girl, Therese Henson?
The name sounds familiar.
The one that played Cookie in Empire.
I don't know.
She was also, I think she was also in Hustle and Flow. I might be wrong. Taraji Henson. All right. She's been in a lot of shit. If you saw, put a picture of her, Feeney, so Joe sees who it is. I'm sure he's seen her, so have you. That's her. Have you ever seen her? Disco?
No. Oh, no, yeah, I have, I think I saw her trending the other day. What'd she do?
So she was the host of the BET Awards, and she was like, you know, make sure that you vote, because Project 2025 is a real thing, you know? And I got Project 2025 confused with, what was that thing that Bill Gates was, you know, he was part of, and they were like professing depopulation and all this other stuff?
That's like the World Economic Forum agenda thing.
Yeah, but it had a name.
I forgot what the name was.
Bilderberg?
No, the Bilderberg group is they meet there. That's I don't know.
But it had a name, like Project Something.
Well, World Population Foundation is listed on his Gates.
No, it had another name. So anyways, I thought it was that. So then I looked into it, and it was basically this thing, and we can talk about it in talks, but just to give you just a little bit of context, it was basically a thing that now is being tied with MAGA and fucking, you know, Trump, that they're trying to undo all the bad that Biden did. I'm not too sure what he did that was bad, but I'm sure you could probably tell me. You know, I love the fact that, you know, Biden is now doubling down and saying no matter what, he won't retire, that he had a bad day and he had a cold. Like I said at the beginning, if your staff knew you had a cold, then why did they put you out there? Plus the other thing, it said that they had like 8 visits this year from a fucking like Parkinson's Alzheimer's expert.
Parkinson's expert,
right? And then they spun it into, well, two of them were just checkups that he does every week. And that when Obama was there, they had something like 40 times a guy went in there. And I'm wondering who it was for, because it definitely wasn't for Obama, right. You know. But, bro, we've seen him freeze. We've seen him, like, he doesn't have all his faculties there.
Of course not.
And then he now, you know, he's got all these balls. Oh, and then they were saying that he did an interview with these two black radio stations, and his staff gave him the questions they wanted him to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. Nigro got fired for doing that. Yeah.
So he would have the answers, and now he got all this pep in his step. I can't believe with B12 and all the other things that they have for energy, they didn't inject him with some energy so he'd go out there with some energy. You know what I'm saying? And Trump's the master, because he knows there's a split camera, and he would just turn around and look at him like,
yeah,
right. You got to fucking be kidding me, you know? Yeah. But I just think it's fucked up of him, almost like Ginsburg did, that she didn't want to leave the Supreme Court thing, you know, and put somebody else in her place. And then she died, and then Trump put somebody in her place. But same thing with Biden, bro. Just get the fuck out of the way, you know? And Kamala, I do not like. And then Biden had the balls to say, well, if somebody thinks I'm not a good candidate, why don't you come up and run up against me? You know, in the fucking Democratic convention, why don't you put your name on the thing? You know?
Well, how funny is that? The funny thing about that is, they didn't even have any primaries.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, here's the basic thing about Biden. Anybody trying to spin a positive out of Biden's condition right now, nobody believes the person.
Right.
It's just not, we don't believe you. So it's like, and that's where we're at. There's still a collection of people that are trying to forward this guy is like, he's competent. He's all there. He just had bad data. It's like, we don't believe you. You
know? I'm pretty sure Raven said,
tell us everything you want. We don't believe you. So it's like, you can continue to lie. But then what you're doing is now is like, if you want to point at Trump and say, Trump is this epic liar, it's like, you can't keep throwing this in our faces when we can plainly see the guy's lost his marbles, you know? Right. So, you know.
There's a lot of thought along the lines of what Raven said to me last week. He's like, I will not vote for Trump under any, he's like, Biden could be in a jar and I'm not voting for Trump, you know? And there's a lot of that feeling.
Just because Raven's done too many drugs in the past.
But let me real quick, I know we'll do a talks on it probably. I just want to give Conan two things about this 2020 project 2025. Trump has come out and said, I don't give a shit about this. I don't know what it is. And
that's
B,
not
I said,
true.
I said the disco before you came
that
back.
That is not true.
That's just, we'll go over it and talk. That's just what, I'm not that in depth in it. I just know that he said that. The other thing is project2025.org.
Doesn't mean it's true.
Project2025.org, which looks like a Republican site. It's in the same font Trump
site. It is a Republican site. It said it's for MAGA people. Bro, the guy, they want to bring back Christian values, right? Which I'm not a religious guy, so I'm not down with that shit. You know, they want to basically have like an authoritarian government where everybody, you know, he picks everybody. That's not good, bro, to pick your own people. You got to have dissenting voices. You know, he wants to get rid of.
But what? here's what I just want to get this. That's owned by a Biden campaign donator or backer or something. Project 2025, that site was created by the Democrat coalition and whatnot.
Right.
That's horseshit. It's not real. As far as I know, now I'm going to get a million emails.
They're playing politics with the site. They're actually, they're the ones that made up the site to make it look like all this shit that they're, you know, I don't know. That's what I
understand. I could be wrong.
I don't know that for a fact, but I'll do my due diligence. But from what I've read is, like, they wanted to do shit like criminalized porn. Good luck with that, dude.
So security out.
They want to raise the price for fucking, like, your retirement age, right?
Yeah. It's everything negative.
They want to get rid of the Secretary of Education. I don't know if maybe there's
the department
corruption in there, or maybe they're not doing their job, but I wouldn't get rid of that.
I would, if you want to put education more at the state level, I would think that, like, you know, it's more in the power of the people then, instead of like having nationalized education. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted to do away with, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like they wanted like a, kind of minimize private schools like the Democrats did. They want to make it more like everybody gets, you know, I don't know. When we grew up, you know, we grew up as kind of like learned like a lot of the basic things, and we're hearing stories of education now. We're like, gender and all this weird shit they want to teach kids now is like, you know, I don't know. Like,
What's the biggest one?
I'm 55 years old. I don't have a kid. So that issue doesn't really bother me, except I see a lot of young kids, you see them online and something, they're pretty stupid. You know, like, what are they teaching these kids? Yeah, these things, you know, so like, it's like, what is going on with education?
Here's the thing, bro. Cause they are stupid, a lot of them, but I don't think valedictorians and super smart people are on Twitter. You know, they're studying and they're doing their inventing. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think really smart guys are on Twitter.
Right. But if we're supposedly the number one most powerful country in the world, then why are we ranked like 17th in education or whatever it is? Wouldn't you say, you know, the part of education really ain't doing a great job then, right? Maybe we should try something else.
We're still number one in technology and a lot of other things. Like I said, smart people will read, dumb people won't. And that's in any fucking country.
That's true.
Now that our public school system compared to others, like, bro, I had my cousin that came from Cuba straight off the fucking boat, dude. And I could not believe how smart he was compared to American students. Like, they have a high premium on education in Cuba, you know, and I don't know what other countries they do, but probably India, because you see how hardworking they are. But here we slack off, you know, there's a lot of fucking diversions, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But sure. I just think smart people aren't on TikTok and they're not on Twitter. You know, they're out there studying, researching, inventing, progressing. They're not biting nerds talking bullshit.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's call out the obvious. Everyone wants to head into the bedroom with confidence, feeling like the best versions of themselves. But sometimes thoughts and stress and fatigue can get in the way of our bedroom performance, or it could be that we feel we want to reach our full potential. And whether you're happy or unhappy with your work in the bedroom, why not perform even better? But what are the options? Sketchy gas station pills or prescription drugs with a long line of side effects? That's where the newest K100 sponsor, Joy Mode, comes in. Joy Mode's sexual performance booster is all natural and science-backed, and it works to increase blood flow, firmness, stamina, and overall performance. It's like a pre-workout, but for sex. It comes in a palm-sized packet, like energy or electrolyte powders you've probably seen them use before. Just stir it into water 45 minutes before sexual activity. It's not a long time. And watch the magic unfold. Not only is this the only supplement you'll need in the bedroom, but it also supports your overall health in the following ways: blood pressure, cardio health, athletic performance, and more. Even on days where you're not having sex, the sexual performance health booster can still be taken to boost your nitric oxide, which increases blood flow, circulation, and strengthens your erection long term. The 30-pack of their SPB is the perfect one-month supply, and it can easily fit into your wallet to take with you on the go. Improve and support your overall quality of life, heart health, and bedroom performance by going to usejoymode.com and using the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. With over 1 million packets taken, that's a lot, men across the nation have turned to Joy Mode. So once again, go to usjoymode.com, that's usejoymode.com, and get 20% off and free shipping with our promo code K100, that's K100 at checkout. That's code K100 at usejoymode.com for 20% off and free shipping. Great sex solved naturally. Joe, I'm sure you're a big fan of this. Could you tell us about your experiences with Joy Mode?
I got mine about a week ago, and I use a little packet, throw it in water every morning. And, you know, I'm going to be 43 years old, and I feel like I'm 25, man. I got a lot of energy. My focus, thankfully, is up. And, yeah, sexual energy, as I'm sure all the listeners wanted to hear me say those terms, is way up. So, yeah, my wife's kind of in the, again kind of mood, you know, so.
The worst thing you can do is leave your partner or your date unsatisfied. This gets the job done. And you will always leave them satisfied. Get your sexual enhancement powder.
Usejoymode.com.
Usejoymode.com. Boom.
Okay, so that's been the, so we got one suspension this week out of the mailbag, the Patreon mailbag.
Toot Bland from the Baked Crew got a week.
All right, so next is
Wait. You're talking about the guy that we shouted out because he has a cannabis thing and they had NWA shorts, those guys?
Yeah, that was just a store that one of the listeners went to. This is from someone that's on Patreon that emailed in. I don't think it was the same guys.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So this one, this is from Josephini, sent on Mike Durbin's behalf. Okay.
Well, you and read lyrics a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. We were reading lyrics. Okay, so you sent me the lyrics to Civil War. All right. And did you expect me to read the lyrics to Civil War?
Well, you read the lyrics to War Pigs or whatever a few weeks ago. So that Durbin
was
like,
"Okay, we're not going
to
read." That was like a one-off. Okay, right. But the question is, what's so civil about war anyway? Let's just spend it for
this,
the mailbag.
This is Joe. Joe sent in a letter.
Joe sent this on behalf of Mike Durbin. Yeah. But where's the kazoo? This is basically a submission from Mike Durbin.
One for Joe. One for Durbin. What's your point, Joe?
We were talking about song lyrics that talked about war and all that. And I mentioned Civil War, and then we kind of moved on. Durbin was like, "Oh, you got to get Disco to read Civil War." So I sent an email.
I've heard this song 100 million times. Okay, next is from Dale.
Real quick, I want to hear this. What's the line or lines that you think are the most telling that we need to hear?
Okay, here, I'll give it to you. Okay, here you go. I'll lead you to the summation. I don't need your civil war. It feeds the rich while it buries the poor. You're power hungry, selling soldiers in a human grocery store. Ain't that fresh? I don't need your civil war.
Okay. And Joe?
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing the way we've always done before. Look in the doubt we've wallowed. Look at the leaders we've followed. Look at the lies we've followed.
You know, the best thing about civil war, it's stating the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next is from Dale.
Nothing different that Rage Against the Machine hasn't said, or Public Enemy hasn't said, or, you know.
The doors on
them. Well, the thing is, though, then this was the conversation. It's like nobody really sings about that stuff anymore. Like the lyrics today are all, you know, it's just like, it's not really like that. Or like there's not.
Pretty true.
Yeah. So next is from Dale and Fortunio. Subject is a Rush of Bad Blood. What's up, fellas? I must say, I've enjoyed watching Rush. Wrestled lately, even though he's always set up to lose. They got me thinking, though. I feel like he has extreme heat. It's been well over a year since he kicked Jungle Boy's ass on TV in a controversial way, but I do believe that it stemmed from Jungle Boy not being likable in the back prior to the match. Punk was released on September 3rd last year, and on the same day, Roosh posted to Twitter several photos of him in that match against Jungle Boy. Huh. The tweet photo is attached. Is there collateral heat on Roosh for embracing a guy like Punk's actions toward an unmarketable Jack Perry? Bonus question. What's one wrestling trope that you refuse to do due to looking simply stupid? For example, someone jumping off the top rope and landing on their feet so that the opponent is laying down can hit them with a boot in the face. So fake. Okay, first of all, this guy's inaccurate. Roosh just wrestled MJF. He was in an angle with one of their top guys. I don't know how this guy thinks that he's like got heat. I would think the exact opposite. The guy, they like his work, so they put him in there against MJF. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yeah, plus I have it from very, very, very good sources that when he went in there with Jack Perry, because I asked it, he go into business for himself, because Roosh wrestles like that in Mexico.
Right. This, we were talking about that. That's easy. That's the way the veteran guys would treat younger guys. You know, they get you eat them alive, and if they fight back, that's how it works. I remember a handful of guys used to work like that. You know,
but he was instructed to eat them up.
Oh, he was, huh? Really? It's interesting. So, what's the one trope you like? Well, to me, the trope, the thing that looks completely stupid is the Japanese fighting spirit spot. 15 minutes into the match, where you stand there and start letting the guy forearm you back and forth in the face. And the fact that so many guys do it it happens in so many matches, it makes them look very stupid. Like, there's no way, like, that many wrestlers would say, all right, go ahead and I'm going to give you a free shot to my face, like, 10 minutes into a match as often as they do. It's absurd.
Bother me if it's done right. I think what bothers me is, like, when they try to bring in family members that we don't know anything about, as if we're supposed to give a fuck about them.
Next is a Robert Bailey Jr. The subject is words of wisdom. You okay, 100? Do you remember any words for your trainers just before getting your big break? Conan, that was a talented class you graduated with. You and Rey Mysterio being the most decorated of the bunch, respectfully. Do you remember Mr. Rey Sr. or Mr. Negro Casas pulling you aside before your American tour of your WCW debut? Disco, was Mr. Steve Lawler instrumental in getting word to WCW about you? And did he have any encouraging words to you before your debut in WCW? Conan, do you keep in touch with Rey Sr.? And Disco, are you in touch with other family or trainees from Steve Lawler besides Buff Bagwell? Warm regards, says Robert Bailey Jr. No, other than connecting with people on Facebook, I didn't really keep in touch with a lot of my trainers. He didn't. My trainer, I'd been away off. I'd been training. I've been in the business for 3.5 years before I get my WCW trial, so he didn't have anything to do with that. What about you, Conan?
Yeah, mine was keep your mouth shut and your eyes open. That didn't last long because I'm just very opinionated.
Well, keeping your mouth shut did not last long with you at all, so you were very vocal.
Yeah.
That's actually funny. Your last bit of advice to your trainer was keep your mouth shut.
I think the second one that I did listen to and it helped me out a lot was make sure you get as much knowledge as you can from the old timers because they're not going to be around forever. So they were mostly all drunks. So I actually had to buy them beer and wine and shit like that for them to sit down and drop some knowledge or get in the ring and show me shoot holds. That's something I did listen to a lot, especially I would spend hours talking with Eddie Guerrero's dad at their house, Gory Guerrero, because he was just a master of psychology and how to be a heel. But, and the third one was don't, because I was a big star very early. So they were like, make sure that you don't lose. And I don't know how you would say it in English, but like you don't lose perspective and like get a big head or anything like that. That obviously didn't go well either.
Right. So Steve Lawler, if you guys remember, isn't that the guy that Disco's trainer, didn't he Shane had to like fight him in the ring because he was trying to like bully him around? Remember that story?
Okay. Yeah, that's what we told that story. Yeah.
That's not so, yeah.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Joe, you smoke, right?
Well, the nicotine vapes, you see me puffing them all the time. You know?
Well, let me tell you about a new sponsor we have called Lucy. It's 100% pure nicotine. It's always tobacco free. And this is available in pouches, gum, and we got this new thing called breakers, okay? Well, breakers are these little pouches, but there's a capsule of liquid flavor inside that helps saturate the pouch. Breakers are available in 4 milligrams or 8 milligrams. And the flavors are mint, very citrus, espresso. And if you're not a pouch guy or gal, you know, Lucy's gum is available in 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams, or 6 milligrams. If you like nicotine, it's a great product for you. So set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy deliver straight to your door. No more weekly or daily gas station stops. Joe, you use this, right?
Yeah, it's because of the thing, you know, you always see me vape on here, and I've had people say before, yeah, you know, doing that on camera, but at the same time, it's a habit, you know, so I started trying the Lucy Breaker pouches, and actually, it's helped me a lot. I think I might switch, because when you vape like that, it can get really expensive, and if this is going to break me of that habit, I'm totally all about it, and it tastes really good, too.
So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. So go to lucy.co/K100 and use the promo code K100 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co/K100 and use code K100 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. Every order is age verified, so no kids. Warning, this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So get your nicotine with Lucy. Boom.
Okay, this is an interesting one from Human Shield. The subject is Meltzer's unbelievable hypocrisy. Very interesting, right? Hey, folks, I want to write in and ask about Dave Meltzer's unbelievable hypocrisy. So Saul Ruka and Kalani Jordan had a fantastic match at NXT Heatwave, but the match was very much an athletic display that isn't for everybody. It was in the vein of matches you see from Ricochet, Young Bucks, Will Ospreay, Dragon Lee, and others. Given the names mentioned, one would think Dave Meltzer would love it. On the contrary, he called it a gymnastics display disguised as a wrestling match. If Jim Cornette said this, it would make sense. But how on earth can Dave Meltzer say this, given the wrestling he praises? Did you see this spot, Conan? Did you see this match?
I saw it on Twitter somewhere where they were showing. I saw the match. I saw the match on NXT.
Oh, okay. So, Joe, pull up my X feed.
Yes,
and pull up my response to this. Okay? I want to show the thing.
Yeah.
Now, this is kind of an interesting conversation because Alvarez and Dave are getting heat over this, okay? And I don't think they should get heat for their critique of this performance.
What did they say?
They basically said it's accurate. This wasn't really a wrestling match. It was a.
Wait, I see Gravity's name. Wait, I want to see what did he say about Gravity?
Oh, that's great. It's Gravity matches, not Ricochet matches. All cartwheels aren't created equal. Brian has
that's one of the comments you said. Okay. You got to find my tweet, though, first.
Can I just say something before you put this? So he said that.
Make it bigger, Joe.
That Brian doesn't like matches that look too choreographed. And he said, I don't
tonight,
mind
NXT,
it.
Speaking of tonight, NXT Heatwave trending number one. And for good reason, after the opening matchup, carrying into this matchup. And again, all five NXT championships on the line here tonight in Saul Ruka. And this is that athleticism, this is that athletic background that both of these two women have.
So somebody minimize it, Joe. Okay, both of these women had never wrestled before they stepped foot at the PC. Don't ever question if the PC works ever again. And I quoted, said, that's not wrestling, though. Okay? That spot. All right? And Brian and Dave had the exact same criticism I do. That's just a gymnastics display. That's cartwheels, backflips, and stuff. Like, that's not, like, there's no, like people are saying, like, you know, they don't, if you're a gymnast, which those girls are, they were gymnasts that were brought in trained, they could do that spot their first day of training. Like they already have the skills of cartwheels, backflips, headstands, all that stuff. That's not the skills of professional wrestling. Professional wrestling is selling, striking, stuff like this. That's not wrestling. So they made the point that that was not really a wrestling match. That was athletic display. Then people were talking about, but timeout, that looked exactly like Ricochet and Ospreay doing the same stuff, just as acrobatics for the sake of doing acrobatics. So that's why everybody thought Dave and Brian were very hypocritical for putting that match over as like five stars, but saying this was just a gymnastics display. You know, it's kind of weird. When that was a weird take, even though I agree with their take on this, that that was just a gymnastics display. But they can't say, because they put over Ospreay and those other guys, that's not gymnastics. That's like the best wrestling going today, which is weird because they do, instead of taking the bump, you do a headstand and a cartwheel and stuff. It's whatever. It's like, I don't know. It's like they can, if you could do acrobatics just for the sake of doing acrobatics, you know, that's what I see a lot of wrestlers doing today. It's like, hey, I can do this acrobatics, so I'm just going to stick it in there at some point in the match because I can, you know? Well, what do you think about what I say, Conan?
Well, I think that is, if it was just gymnastics, they'd be on a pommel horse or they'd fucking be on the fucking, you know, but they're not. They're doing gymnastic moves or acrobatic moves within the confines of a wrestling match. They're still wrestling, but they're
that
still
spot
green.
There, what was the wrestling in that spot?
Well, I didn't see the whole match. That's a spot in that, a wrestling
that, that
match.
Spot
it's like
right
a high
there,
spot.
Right, like, well,
it's
that's
a high
insane.
Spot.
Okay,
yeah, it's right. A high spot. That's not all they did the whole match. He didn't go in there for 10 minutes and do flips.
Right. She cartwheeled out of a head scissors. I mean, that's – I didn't see
what's
any problem.
What's the difference when guys came in and were doing stuff like that within the confines of a wrestling match? Yeah. You know? So,
eventually, wrestling is going to gravitate over the next 20 years. It's going to be a synchronized, basically, Michael Jackson beat it video. They're going to perform. Maybe. It's going to be like a musical. They're going to have a song soundtrack playing during the match.
Yeah, but there's always going to be, room for people that like traditional wrestling. So, you know, it's just another niche, just like hardcore wrestling, you know, that I don't know how you can sit through 8 matches of the same shit, you know, just, you know, tables, chairs, fucking light bulbs. I mean, after the second match, you're like, really? But, you know, there's a niche for it. And I just think that when Ricochet and Ospreay did it at PWG, it was, you know, they were guys with 10 years experience, 8 years experience that had been doing it for years and years, and it came off a lot crisper. These are two green girls throwing in acrobatic moves, but one day they're probably going to be great. I'd like to see them in 4 years.
Next is from Narsk Rigagig. Subject is done. What a weekend of pro wrestling for a fan. I really enjoyed Money in the Bank, and I thought NXT Heatwave was really good. If Sol Ruka wants to date me, I would consider making some time for her. That's nice. Want to ask you guys about Bryan Danielson, as we're on topic about him. Do you think it's a fair statement to say that he's completely lost his star power? I mean, just say he left AEW today to return to WWE tomorrow. Would anyone care? He's broken down and hasn't sold tickets or drawn ratings into anything in years. I still think he's got value because he has fans, okay? I don't think anybody's turned on him. But I do think his value has obviously diminished, and by his own volition. Is that the word I want to use there? Is that a good word for an Italian?
Yeah.
Well, it is by his own volition, because he could say no to a lot of shit and he doesn't.
I should say, yeah. And he goes out there and gets beat
by nobodies. Yeah.
I know. And so I'm like,
I think if he went back home, it would be a big deal because he's Bryan Danielson and they always, you know, they'll accept him back and they'll have good matches and take care of him. Here it's super indies. And they don't give a fuck if he doesn't take care of himself. They don't give a fuck. You know, it's like, it's just, you know, it's the New York Yankees and the Oakland A's. Which one do you want to work for?
I wonder if this dynamic is going on there. Okay. He's literally, it's kind of weird to say because he's been touted over the years as the single best wrestler, like the top of the totem pole.
He was for many years.
Okay. So now you're like, how do you tell a guy like that, that has that much respect in the business and that much respect for his work and everything? How do you go to him and tell him, hey, somebody needs to protect you from yourself?
That's exactly
I just wonder if people are afraid there to go to a guy like him that they have respect to and tell him, bro, you can't be doing this.
Well, then send somebody Brian respects, right?
Send
someone that he – send Chris in there. You know, he's probably got a lot of respect for Jericho. He's probably a big fan of his when he was young. You know, Tony doesn't have to do it, or whoever doesn't want to. You know, send somebody else in. There's a million veterans there.
Yo, support K100 and check BetOnline. Boom.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits, while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.